Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so Wiz Khalifa, Gucci, Trauma, and Mary Chang. Hit a few times, cause I'm two times, Scoochy two times. I'm Mr. Make a Stare, I think we make a tear. Hell, last night was a blur, at least I wore fur. I put up in the rear, engine in the rear. The end of the night was pulling on the hair. I really don't care, the gays are unfair. Gucci man, the fair accuser, care about niggas over there. Shawty got a pair of apple wood and kelp. I think we make a pass, she like I'm from the trap. I got her in the chest, she think she in the lair. The way I'm switching gears, gotta take it off her heels. I'm Mr. Get a Dare, take your underwear. You fucking with a boss, don't need for fucking with a square.
I light the weed up, and hit it two times. The smoke is so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit them two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up, and hit it two times. The smoke is so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit them two times. If I did them once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. Smoking so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit them two times. If I did them once, I can do it two times.
Got a joint burning here real slow. Wanna slide to my crib, let's go. I'll show you my double balcony. Put your head in my lap right before you start to make out with me. Crib in LA, I flew it to the south with me. You niggas wanna be players, well I can show you how to be. I got my salary up, now all the bitches say hi to me. I'm smoking loud and these niggas just trying to be as high as me. Another casualty, I kill every beat. I'm smoking on celery, only fuck with them papers. A gang of tailors on every beat. I don't fuck with them haters, cause niggas hate but we never speak. Yo bitch want me to save her, you better tame her or get at least motherfucker.
I like the weed up. They hit it two times. The smoke is so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit them two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. The smoke is so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit them two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times. I light the weed up and hit it two times. The smoke is so good, I hit a few times. If I hit them once, I hit it two times. If I did it once, I can do it two times.
You already know what time it is when I hook up with the homie T-Pain.
Let's go.
beat, let me take my time. Nigga want beef, we can take it outside. Fight for what, bro? These hoes ain't mine. Is you out your mind, you out your lead. I sweat no bitches, sweat out weed. Wear out tracks, let me do my thing. I got 16 for this Roscoe thing, but I'm almost done, let me get back to it. Whole lot of loud in the low backwood. Whole lot of money, big tip I would. I put her on the train, little engine clip. Bitch,
shadow where you moving.
Welcome to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live today out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and we are crunk today. I mean, we got two special guests in the house. We have a special host, and we also have a special guest. And today we are so excited about what's going on iDrive Urban Rich Radio. And you can catch us each and every Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our guest call-in number is 1-323-580-5749. And we have a backup, which is 1-877-497-3968. And those are our numbers. And yes, we do have our chat room live right now. I mean, we got it open, and y'all, for the past couple of weeks, it's been on fire. Our chat room been booming. So right now, we got the chat room open, we got that going, and everything. So everything is everything right now. So we're so glad to have our guests here. Not sure, I just heard I got a bad signal, so y'all have to excuse me. I think we're having a little technical difficulty, so we're going to try to work on that, and we're going to try to get that straight right now. It sounds like I'm far away, so we're going to work on that right now. We're going to get that squared away, but until the meantime, just to let you know things that's going on with iDrive, we have an event this Saturday with Kevin Shine. Kevin Shine of Jive Records will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. He will be here from 1 to 4 at the Albemarle Center. And it is a meet and greet. And he will also be with Miss Yoshiko of Yoshiko Entertainment. So you can check her out as well. And we're excited about that. And again, like I say, we have a special guest in the house today. We have Mr. Stylistic. He'll be going over all his music. He has a mixtape coming out. And we also have Moon. Moon is here with us today. So, again, we're working on what's going on with the board and everything. So, until then, we're gonna get that taken care of. So, we're going to go right now to Fleet, what you doing?
Go, girl. Yeah, go, girl. Yeah. What is that? I like what you're doing. I like how you're moving. I'ma throw this money and I want you to strip. Whatever you got on, just want you to lose it. And come back to my place and we get to it. Yeah, yeah. Baddest thing around. Yeah, yeah. Dropping low and touch the ground. Yeah, yeah. No money ain't a thing. Yeah, yeah. I throw it all and make it rain. I love how you move. Yeah. Shake it for the camera, we put it on YouTube. Say she from ATL, so I call her Nunu. She do it with no hands, I swear that she's so Bluetooth. Yeah, and she love riding in that new coupe. And when I get it, I'ma knock a couple screws loose. Couple of bottles of that Nouveau and some glue too. It's whatever we can do, what you choose to. Now I just wanna see you drop it low, bring it back up, stop and go. Money ain't a thing, I'ma drop some more. Love to see you shake it fast and grind it slow. So make it clap and grind the pose. You be better, no doubt, baby, that's for sure. Look at the G-Shock, say it's time to go, so it's time to roll. I like what you're doing, I like how you're moving. I'ma throw this money and I want you to strip. Whatever you got on, just want you to lose it. And come back to my place and we get to it. Yeah, yeah. Baddest thing around. Yeah, yeah. Drop it low and set the ground. Yeah, yeah. No money ain't a thing. Yeah, yeah. I throw it all and make it rain. I'm in the club. Bottle in my hand, looking at you, thinking how you fit that in them pants. Yeah, the way you moving got a nigga in a trance. 5'5" hips with a bow lady stance. Yeah, I can tell you nothing like a lean dozen girl. So hop in the whip and I can take you to another world. And I let you drive me crazy. They can't see us, no visine, baby. Let's make a movie, yeah, watch me, baby. And I'ma beat it up, yeah, Ali, baby. Whoa. I love your big hips, big booty, your big lips. So yeah. You down the ride, just hop inside and show me you can drive a stick shift. Before we go, just touch the flow and let me see you bounce. I pull out the dough and throw this money without even counting. I like what you're doing, I like how you're moving. I'ma throw this money and I want you to strip. Whatever you got on, just want you to lose it. And come back to my place and we get to it. Yeah, yeah. Baddest thing around. Yeah, yeah. Drop it low and set the ground. Yeah, yeah. No money ain't a thing. Yeah, yeah. I throw it all and make it rain.
Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, as I'm here each and every Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Earlier, we was having a little technical difficulties. We want to make sure that we have everything together, and we do have a special guest in the house today. One is Moon, and you know him. From 106 and Park, and we also have Mr. Stylistic. He's been doing big things as well. So that's who we'll be talking with today. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our guest host. How are you doing, Mom?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing? How y'all doing out there?
Doing great. Doing great. Sorry about earlier, we've been having a little difficulty since we came out, so we're trying to get that taken care of.
Okay, I understand. It's okay.
So tell us what's going on with you.
I've been just doing a lot of different stuff, doing shows in different states. I've really been in the studio a lot. I'm working on the EP for iTunes. I'm gonna put it right on iTunes. I'm doing a whole lot of different. I got a whole category of different songs I'm doing. You know, what else? I'm sure I shot a video to my first single, I'm So Gone. That video is gonna be played on 106 in Park as soon as they done editing it up and stuff. We just gotta add more scenes to it, and that's all. I'm just grinding. There's no sleep, working. I'm always in the studio. I'm at the studio as we speak. I'm just in the studio. I just live music. That's it.
Yes. Well, you know, everybody was excited about you coming on today. I know a lot of my friends was like, man, you know, they were talking about how awesome you did on Freestyle Friday. And it was like, man, I got so many questions to ask and everything.
Let me hear some of them.
Also, so we're glad about that.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's love. I respect that. Definitely.
You've been performing at a lot of events and everything?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yep. Parties. People book me for, like, they parties, you know. And a lot of kids like me, too. A lot of little kids, they all like me. So they parents be booking me. I can't spit, like, the stuff I was doing on 106, but that's the difference between Moon on 106 and Moon from music. It's different. A lot of people say when they hear my music, they're like, "Oh, he sounds different from 106. Oh my, he changed." Nah, I was never a battle rapper. I just did that because it was there and I took it and I did it, and the outcome was the outcome, and I'm happy with that because I still did my thing, like y'all said. But that's what I said. All right, man. I'm just grinding, man. That's it.
So tell me, anyway, how did you get started? How did you get started in the music industry?
I'll tell you the truth. I'm in the music industry somewhat, but I've been rapping since I was like 13. Me and my cousin Mills, he always with me. I've been rapping since I was 13, but I ain't take it serious till I was like 16, 17, till I got locked up and I came home. Like, that's when I took it serious. And when I got on 106 in Park, that's when everything started coming. A lot of offers started coming. That's when I really took. That's now I'm really taking it serious.
And you just been grinding ever since.
Yes, that's all. That's it.
That's awesome.
Grinding.
That's awesome. Sometimes we have to go through to get through. You know, like you know, there's things we go through, and you know, it's a reason why we go through it, to get to where you are today, you know?
Yep, I understand that.
Have there been any influences in your life who you look up to and they influence you to want to rap?
I look up to my mother. She definitely influenced me to rap because She took care of me, basically, she took care of me until I got into the streets and all that, but my mother's definitely a big influence. Tupac, because that's my favorite rapper. My manager, because he invested in me. My manager, Kenny Savage, he invested in me. He made me go harder. And the people I surround myself with, everybody I surround myself with, my family, like, everything, it's crazy out here, so I'm doing this for Plains. I'm doing it for my whole state, Jersey, but Plains, I'm doing it for my family.
Jersey. Shout out to Jersey.
Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. Plainfield, what up? Newark, Elizabeth, all that.
Plainfield.
What up? We out here. Huh?
Plainfield.
Oh, Plainfield, yeah, Plainfield, definitely. Everybody know what? Well, not everybody, but Plainfield, New Jersey, everybody. Plainfield, New Jersey.
Yes. I see some people in the chat room. Shout out to them, D Slate Cruising, and all our guests that's in the chat room. I mean, they're going hard in there. And shout out to you for being on here and taking out your business. I know you be busy. Like you say, you in the studio, you grinding, you making music.
Yes. Yes, man. That's all I ever do, every day.
And you got some new songs coming out.
Yes, I got a lot of new songs. My manager, we debating on it because I want to do an album, but we just gonna put the EP out first. I got a lot of, a whole lot of songs. Like, a whole lot of songs. And I don't even write no more. I just freestyle. I just go in the booth and just make a song and keep making them. And I don't write nothing. I don't. Watch me.
Is there anybody that you would want to work with or collaborate with possibly in the future?
Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Lady Gaga, who else? Carrie Hilson. It's a lot. A lot of people. Everybody that's hot. A lot of people.
Carrie Hilson. Yep, she's hot.
Yeah, Carrie Hilson is bad.
Yeah, she is. I love her music. So, you know, that would be hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool. And I know we have some of your music here.
Yes, I sure do.
And tell us a little bit about the song that we have. You know, we talked about it.
I'm So Gone.
Mm-hmm.
The I'm So Gone is the song I did right after I got off 106 and Park.
Okay.
And that was about everything that was what was going on then and what I'm doing now. It's basically telling you about me. It's introducing you to my music side. And once you hear it, you could. I don't know how to explain it. What's the word I'm looking for? Not a word. It's just
like a feel good song.
Yes, that's what it is.
So with all you've been through and you've been there, and that was something in the past, and now you moved on.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
For other things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I got you.
But I got a lot of different songs though, a lot of different categories, just watch what's my bad. I got a whole lot of stuff coming. Me and my manager out here grinding. I be in Atlanta. Shout out to the Artist Factory. Shout out to the producer Young Juvie out in Atlanta. Buckhead. We just working. Shout out to 62 Shorty. Everybody. Shout out to everybody, man.
I know some artists tend to go to the movie screen and stuff like that. You think that might be you one day?
Acting? I don't know. I probably have to. I don't know. Anything is possible, but I probably have to get into that. I never really thought about acting, but if the opportunity was there, I'd probably do it. I definitely probably act.
Yeah. That's something cool. You know, I know a lot of people do it. You know, like 60 Cent. I know Tupac. Juice, you know, that's your, I love Juice. So,
I mean, it's the opportunity there for anybody to act. I think anybody will take the opportunity to be on the big screen.
What about any videos?
What, music videos?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? Like, what you mean?
Are you looking to do any music videos or any YouTube videos?
Yeah, we just finished the video in Atlanta. It's getting edited, but we got to add a couple more scenes to it, and then that's the video that's gonna play on the 106 in Park. So we're gonna have to vote it on the countdown. So I'm So Gone. I did a video of the I'm So Gone.
I'm So Gone, y'all. Y'all better check that out on 106 in Park. Y'all remember. Here on I Jive Urban Rich Radio with Nikki Rich, you know, he told you, vote. Y'all better vote when it's ready.
Let go.
Yes, here you go.
Leaving all the competition in the dust.
Let that blunt.
I'm so gone, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm so high, tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I ain't got that money, I'm gone. Now I'm in the club, gotta gone. Gotta gone.
watching like, ooh, move, he about to spark, he about to bubble, starting trouble again. All them girlies know him again. Everything I do, I swear to God, I do it too. Went back up in this, like I never left, believe that. Everything I do it because I need that. Yeah, with that cash, I don't play fair. I need a duffel bag, money, my real stretch, and I need that. If it ain't about money, you can keep that. It's crazy how I hop up on these beats. I got fans around the world waiting for my next tweet. 7 jeans on my, with Bacardi's on my feet. And you ain't never taste victory if you ain't taste defeat.
I'm so stoned, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm so high, tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I got that money, now I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, gotta gone, gone, gone.
Of a con, only with that good flow. I'll be everywhere that you say that you would go. Atlanta, show me love, but New Jersey, that's my hood, though. All up in they city now, opening up a ditty now. I know my haters mad, keep on hating, I won't let you down.
Nope.
Thanks to y'all, I'm growing my wealth. You ain't gotta feel me, cause I'm feeling myself. Put your hand back, I don't need help.
Nope.
I'm good where I'm at, you can stay to yourself.
Please.
Y'all trash, move. And every time I leave, they
wishing I never left. I'm so gone, tell them ain't no stopping me. I'm so high, tell them ain't no reaching me. Now I got that money, I'm gone, gone, gone. Now I'm in the club, gotta gone, gone, gone.
Yo, yo, what's going on, baby? This your boy Swag Daddy checking in live. Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is. I Jive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
Y'all are tuned in to Miss Nikki Rich, I Jive Urban Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy J-O, Winston County. What on earth? Know what I'm saying? Coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich, Flower Top Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rained over. Get with us, get lost, homie. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the rest of on the way up. This time y'all tune in, let's get this thing pop.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. This is your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and I have some things going on this week, y'all. We have some things going on. We have tomorrow, we have H-Town. H-Town going to be in the house, as well as Big AC. Big AC going to be in the house as well. And Big AC is from the Bahamas. They straight from the Bahamas. And we also have, on Friday, we have Queen Pen, and we have a special guest. Y'all, when I tell you who this guest is,
I mean, I can't even tell you because I just really want to keep it a secret. But this is a producer slash singer. When I found out that this person was coming out, I was about to shed a tear because I was like, oh, my God, this person is coming to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And also, from Friday to Sunday, we will have Kevin Shine in Charlotte. The event is on Saturday on the 18th, and he will be here at the Albemarle Road Center, and it's a meet and greet with Kevin Shine and Yoshiko Entertainment. And there will also be a Meet Your Tweet that evening. So we're excited about them bringing Meet Your Tweet to Charlotte, as well as Kevin A&R Shine. This is first time to North Carolina. So we're going to, everybody, we got people coming from Florida, New York, L.A. People, it's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. He's going to really drop some knowledge to some of the artists, producers, and independent record labels. We're ready to have him here and drop some knowledge with us, as well as we're going to have different other Blog Talk Radio shows and have them to also be on, be here in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a lot going on. And it's a lot of people that's going to be here this weekend. So this weekend is really going to be jumping. And shout out to all my people that's in the chat room. And it's going hard in there. And we have Mr. Clear J. Shout out to him. He's doing big things. Everybody go check out his site, Mike Hustling, as you know. And if you don't know, I am on his site. So go check out Mike Hustling. He has a little part on there with Nicki Rich. And also, our guest, I want to give a shout-out, big shout-out to Kano the Pyro, who's been tuned in all week. And as well, D. Slate, been doing his thing, working hard. And I checked out D. Slate's show yesterday. I thought it was so hot. It was a very professional show. He was on it. Good music. Everything. And we have our guest that hosts, he's gonna in the chat room now. He's gonna answer some of y'all questions and he's gonna be in the chat room hollering at y'all. So he's headed there now. And he's going to go out there and talk to y'all. And if y'all have any questions for him, he'll answer them, okay? So check out our guests. Right now, and again, we have Stylistic. Stylistic will be playing most of his music today. Not all, but most of his music from his mixtape. He's releasing his mixtape. So be sure and tune in for the second half, so we're waiting on that. And right now, we're going to go and let you guys know that our chat room is open. And the number, we're on air now, and the number to call is 1-323-580-5749. All right.
Yes, they call me. club, I'm headed for the stairs. No, they ain't happy. See, I got the ladies in a rage. Haters, I don't see. That's just how it does it. Unanimously, the best that they ever been. Trust me, my pinky raised my wand. It's focus, focus here. I move my finger and me and your lady disappear. They say that I'm a myth and that I don't exist. But catch me with a flock of riding 76. Now I don't use it much, my magic back hand. I serve it stronger than Serena when I get mad. Don't be slipping, homie. See, it's just flipping, homie. Caddy riding wood, crane dipping on them. Here's my car. Yes, they call me Kanye Black. I'm the sweetest thing you ever seen. And no, I don't know how to act around the ladies.
Guys, are we there? I hope you can hear me. It was a little quiet there. But today we have Moon on. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. I don't know what's going on. We've been having a little technical difficulties, but we did have our We have our guests on, and I'm here. Yeah, I see some people in the chat room saying, where did you go, Nikki? But I'm here, guys. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on right here. But I'm back. From the beginning, we've been having a little difficulties, but it's all good. You know, you got to keep going with technical difficulties. And I also have a whole bunch of people calling me right now and hit me up on text. So that could be the problem because I keep getting knocked off. I have people calling me. So y'all excuse that. And those who know I'm on air, please don't call me or text me. You know, don't call me because it's knocking me off, guys. So it's really knocking me off. So I'm pretty sure that could be an issue. So everybody, for those who don't know, like I said, we are live each and every Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8:30. We have Shop Talk with JD on Monday, and he's a celebrity master barber. Where he come in and he just discussed the hair industry, the do's and the don'ts, and the professionalism. That's really what he focuses on. And again, like I said, he was one of three to work on Transformers, the actors and actresses. He was one of the three African Americans to actually, you know, cut their hair. So if you see any buzz cuts or anything, know that was done by Mr. JB. So shout out to JB. Each and every Monday, Shop Talk with JB. So, you know, right now, we're going to go back. We're getting ready for our guest to come in, Mr. Stylistic. We're ready to bring him in. What's going on, Mr. Stylistic?
That was good.
Not much, having a little technical problems today. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I was just tuned in. We're just getting ready for this mixtape. I'm about to get ready to upload it on the internet as soon as we get done with the show.
All right. Tell us where you call it, where you're from, and tell us a little brief history about you. What's going on?
Yes, and I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee. And, basically, you know, I'm just putting out the mixtape right now, Murder, He Wrote. You know, there's been a lot of hard work that went into it. And that's, you know, pretty much what this call is about. And a little bit about the mixtape, Murder, He Wrote, it's taking you back, you know, kind of in time. And it's pretty much me killing each song on the mixtape. That's why it's called Murder, He Wrote.
Okay. I hear you, honey. Well, you just doing your thing, and I know the last time you were on, which was last week, everybody was trying to, you know, they wanted to hear from you and ask you so many questions, but it was so full, and we had such a little time, everybody didn't get to, you know, were able to talk to you. That's why we brought you back.
Yes, that's a great thing, you know, to know that I can actually come on the show and it's enough people that supported me to the point where it do get clogged up like that. So that's a good sign.
Yes, I mean, we've been doing big things here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. We're trying to take it to a next level. We got so many things going on that we've been working on. We got movement with other radio stations, everybody making it happen. We, you know, and also, you know, I've been telling everybody about you and your mixtape, so maybe we can, you know, hopefully let the other radio stations know what's going on with you. And I know some of them tuned in and your mixtape and support you as well.
Yeah. Yes, I know just after the last time I was on here, you know, Kano hit me up. You know, so I am scheduled to go on air with him tomorrow out of Las Vegas. So that's a good thing. So they let me know, I mean, too, you know, more people are tuned in, and I mean, we just going to take it up from here.
That's awesome. Kano, shout out to him again. We're excited, and we're going to be checking you out on there tomorrow. So,
okay.
You know, you keep doing your thing. We're glad about that. Tell us about the mixtape and what got you going on this mixtape. What got you started on it, and how did you go about it?
Pretty much, you know, I mean, I was just doing, actually, I wasn't even planning to do a mixtape because I'm actually working on my official album, So Fly, right now. But over the course of the past year, you know, I was doing a lot of tracks just recording, just being anxious to keep recording because I can't stay out of the studio. And then I had a, you know, a compilation of songs I had, you know, did, and I was like, man, I might as well just go ahead and put out a mixtape. So I hit up my DJ over in the UK, Mr. Shock's DJ, and I talked to him about it. And then he was like, you know, what do you think you can call it? So it clicked instantly to me because a lot of people, they always tell me, man, you killed that track. You killed that track, you know. So, I mean, that was the whole thing. That's where the title comes from, Murder, He Wrote. So it's pretty much like with me in the pen, it's, I mean, I'm killing every track, so it's Murder, He Wrote.
Hey, Murder, He Wrote. And how did you get that, Murder, He Wrote?
I mean, pretty much, I mean, the same way, you know, like I said, it's just killing every track. So, I mean, with the pen and pad, I wrote it, you know, and I killed it, so it's murder. You murdered every song.
It's murder. You killed it, right? All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was about to say another thing about the mixtape, though. I mean, of course, you know, the title is Murder, He Wrote, but it's also some songs for the females. It's not every song going super hard, but it's pretty much to prove to a point where you can actually get on any type of song and kill it as long as you just do, you know, do what you're supposed to do on it. So I got a couple of songs that's directed toward females, and I actually got a couple of old tracks that I did as far as rapping over Biggie Smalls, Juicy B, and, you know, Evelyn Champagne, Love Come Down, those type of songs, and kind of bring them back that old feel. You know, for what I said last week when I was on, when I told you that a lot of, you know, more mature listeners, they tell me that they can connect with what's going on today through my music. Well, it's kind of like me taking it back through that and pretty much getting people ready for the album, because my actual album is, it's like a, it gives you a older hip-hop feel, but at the same time, it connect with the new generation. And the mixtape is just getting you ready for that. So.
Okay, what about back in the day? Tell us about that.
Back in the Day is actually a track that was brought together by my DJ, Mr. Shock. The artist singing on the hook, his name is Don J. Moore. He's from New York. And it's myself, Sam Freeze, and Desiree Spain. You know, all three of us, we're under the same label, Royal House Entertainment. And we just basically took it back in the day with that song. You hear it when we play it, but it's an original hook. You know, I mean, all the verses is original, of course. And we basically made that track our own, you know, as far as the sound. So it's the same scenario, connecting the older generation with what's going on today. And it's a feel-good song that you can listen to. And I think it'll stay around for a long time.
All right. Well, we're going to check out Back in the Day and see what you're talking about, Back in the Day.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, when the radio used to play every song that you ever want to listen to before the mixtapes, when it all was original. I wish we could go back for a change and have a celebration, play cool in the game. Let Run DMC hit the stage, make you feel like it's cool to walk this way. I need love like LL Cool J. Whatever happens to the singers like Lenny Williams? Or will we ever get another Big Pun? Sam Cooke told me, don't worry, change gon' come. Nowadays, everybody wanna sell. Tryna make another hit, but get to be themselves. Saying anything to get a record on the shelf. I could too, but I'ma say truth to myself. The game's fake and it's killing me softly. I turn my headphones on and listen to the Fugees. And I agree with Aaliyah. Her and Timberland made a track and said, we need a resolution.
Back in the day, music was so good. Oh, now things ain't just ain't the same.
Oh,
back in the day, when love was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm missing those
now
days.
Miss that.
Someday,
look,
back in the
I remember
day.
Back in the day, back in the day. I used to rock a box hot top with a fade. When summer came around, it was time to find shade. And mama had the radio jamming, kid, and play. Back then, I just wanted to dance like MC Hammer did in his parachute pants. Keep you with the nature, cause I'm down with OPP. I never knew what that meant, but yeah, you know me. Before I ever thought about recording, BBD had me singing how that girl was poison. I miss Barry White and Gerald Levert. But when Luther left us, it hit me where it hurt, man. Whatever happened to the days when you didn't have to have a gimmick to get plays? Growing up, it was boys to men, but nowadays there ain't too many to recommend. So Rakim, we need a master plan, cause there ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. Not saying there's nothing new to see, I just miss how it used to be. Jay Moore, tell him.
Back in the day, music was so good. Oh, now it's changing just.
I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're here with our special guest, Mr. Stylistic, and he is here to tell us a little bit about what's going on with him, his upcoming project, and he also has given us his music that he has on his mixtape that he's releasing on the internet. So, everybody, you know, what you were just listening to is Mr. Stylistic, and it is Back in the Day.
Back in the Day. I really like that. I love that Biggie beat. I love that. How did you go about, what made you decide that beat?
Actually, you know, I just, like I said, I told my DJ that I wanted to actually take it back in the day, you know, with a couple of old school joints on a mixtape. After I decided to finally go ahead and go through with it before releasing my album. And, you know, he was like, why not start with a song called Back in the Day? And that was actually what, you know, we actually working on a mixtape together featuring some other artists. And the mixtape is pretty much done, but it's still in the process. We're accepting, you know, more artists if they can come and bring, you know, some heat, you know, some old school tracks. Because the mixtape with him is called Back in the Day. And so if anybody listening and they want to get on the mixtape, you know, title Back in the Day, and they got their old school classic that they want to rap over, you know, they can hit me up, follow me on Twitter at StylisticENT, or add me on Facebook at StylisticENT, and we can top it up from there about that. But, I mean, basically this song came about, you know, I mean, pretty much the same scenario I just went over, you know, so I don't want to say the same thing twice.
Is there any artist that you feel that you would like to work with in the near future?
Actually, I want to work with everybody, you know. I mean, anybody that's putting out good music, you know, major or indie, you know, I want to work with any of them. You know, I especially, you know, on the upcoming scene, you know, one artist that I definitely want to work with is Big Crit. You know, I mean, I can relate to a lot of stuff that he say. And actually, I mean, Moon, you know, who just left, you know, I just heard him, and I like the song that I heard on him. So, you know, I just followed him on Twitter, So I hit him up, you know, after the show, and we'll talk about that. And he even said, you know, Tupac. He even said that Tupac was his favorite rapper, and Tupac is actually my favorite rapper of all time. So that's another sign. And on the major scale, I would say, you know, from hip hop artists that I want to work with is J. Cole. That's a must. And and I also want to work with Ron Leslie. That's somebody that I really look up to.
My brother, we have this thing in Charlotte, North Carolina, called CIAA, for those who don't know. And CIAA is a tournament where it's a basketball tournament of HBCU schools. Black colleges go against each other. And it's like a tournament. It's a whole week tournament. And it's in the last week of February and the beginning of March. And it starts from Monday to that Sunday. And during that whole week, they have all kind of festivities. All the artists, rap artists, whoever come into town, they have concerts, day and night parties throughout, all day long, all night long, no sleep, a whole week. And J. Cole was here, and my brother actually got to meet him and conversate with him, as well as Ninth Wonder. And he got pictures with them as well. If y'all know him, my brother Fleetwood SC, he on Twitter. You can find him talking crazy. He's also an artist. But, yeah, you know, and it was a pleasure, you know, to meet him because he was so down to earth and cool. So, you know, shout out to J. Cole representing North Carolina. And also I think he got some hot music. So he's been doing his thing.
I actually, on the mixtape, I actually rapped over one of J. Cole's beats, the song In the Morning that he got.
Mm-hmm.
I rapped over that, but my version of it was called Until the Morning. So,
Until the Morning.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a whole nother angle of stylistic. You know, there's some people to be kind of surprised to get. But, oh man, this is a nice set. And also, you know, I got a lot of people that's hitting me up right now that's tuned in. And I want to give a shout-out to the whole Roy House family. You know, that's my label. And I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Shox DJ, Ron Evans, Zell Allen, Brian Smith, Sam Freeze, the whole Roy House family. You know, everybody tuned in right now. So I know that they're over there tweeting me and texting and stuff. So that's a good thing, too.
Yes. Everybody, I know you're getting hit up. Just imagine me. I'm getting hit up from Twitter, texting, and calls. So, you know, it's crazy over here. Everybody love your music. I know last time, I mean, people was just going crazy over that Closer to My Dreams. I love that song. Oh, my goodness. And, I really love that. Can you tell us how they can see your videos and everything? If they want to hear your music and your videos, where they can find
it? Yes, my official website is actually being built, you know, as we speaking. You know, we're working on everything to get it done for the mixtape release. And the website, this is my first time announcing the website, too, is www.stylisticonline.com. There are a few videos on the website, but right now it's still kind of a premature site because we're building as we speak. And you can also go to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/stylisticent, and I got a whole lot of videos on there. It's probably about 60 videos on there. And, you know, all the past mixtapes I did, everything is uploaded through my YouTube. So if you go on there, I guarantee you'll be on there pretty much half of the day. There's enough stuff on there for that.
And what projects are you looking to do in the near future? Anything, you know, you looking to do out of your box? You know, something different that
outside
nobody
of music,
has
right? Outside
huh?
of music, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying, you're saying outside of music. Actually, you know, I do film. You know, I do film photography, and we actually, you know, still in the process of actually setting up all of the legal stuff with the label. But outside of that, on the film side, I'm actually thinking of writing a movie after my album release, the official album release. It'll be a 30-minute, you know, short film, but I mean, that's one project I'm actually looking forward to working on. I don't want to release the topic of the film, you know, just because I wanted to kind of be a surprise and, you know, take from a different angle when it come out. But definitely on the film side, I'm about to start writing some, you know, some short movies, and I mean, hopefully something big come out of that.
It's gonna happen, man. I mean, you've been grinding, I know. And from last week, I mean, you've been on it. Just from the time you've been out here, you just been doing big things. And like you say, you going on other radio stations, you all that press, that media, you just doing it. And now, and you also do photography as well.
Yes, it's all a blessing. It's all a blessing that. I mean, a lot of the stuff I've been doing for a little while now, but now it's finally coming to light where, you know, the work that I was doing where people couldn't see it is finally coming to where now they're saying, man, I respect your guy, you know, you wanted to well respected from the people that I know of. So it's at first it was a slow process as far as people finding out who I was, but I was still working. And, you know, I never gave up. That's one thing about it. I never gave up even when times got hard and I actually felt like nobody was listening, nobody knew what I was doing. But I kept praying, and I was saying that if I keep doing it, somebody will finally see what I'm doing. And now it's starting to spread like wildflower.
I feel you on that. I truly feel you. And that's awesome. I mean, that people are starting to notice and be aware. I mean, that lets you know that you're doing the right thing. I mean, because I know it's hard sometimes. And you just got to push on through. You just got to keep going. It gets hard like that, but it looks like you're doing your thing right now.
I'm trying. But I think that's another reason why, you know, a lot of people can actually respect the music that I'm doing because I'm not, you know, I'm actually staying true to myself. That's one thing about it. And that's I won't say the hard part. It's easy for me to stay true to who I am, but it's the hard part as far as trying to break into the bigger part of the industry. And the reason why I say that is because you could play a song in a room with 100 people, and all 100 of those people can say they love this song, they can relate to it, they can feel it. But then it's like a lot of the DJs that are that are on radios now, a lot of them can even like the song, but if they don't feel like, hey, this sound like what's already out there, 9 times out of 10 they're not gonna play it because they don't think that the people will like it. But what the DJs, you know, some of them are kind of straying away from is they got to realize that they're the ones that make the people like what they like. Because, I mean, if you play a song so many times, it could be the best song or the worst song. But if you play it so many times in a person's head, they're going to be singing it over and over and over before you even realize that, dang, that's such and such song. How do I know that? But the thing is, you heard it so many times. So I feel like, you know, as an artist, you know, people always tell us to stay true to ourselves, but sometimes, you know, the people whose hands that it's in, they don't stay true to themselves, and they kind of stray away from it. So if an artist stay true to himself and a DJ stay true to himself, and if he liked that music, I feel like they should play it. You know, not going by what they think the crowd would like, because they make the crowd decide what they like. For example, when you listen to the radio, I can guarantee you heard a song before, and you said, man, I ain't feeling that. And then about 2 weeks later, you know, you heard the song so many times, and now you're walking around singing it. You know, people may even be talking bad about the song, but they're still singing it, and they're still going on YouTube to laugh at it or whatever it is, and you're still giving that person, you know, plays or playing it on the radio. It's still support. So I feel like if people can have that same approach to the artists that they like, then music will be in a whole different state that it's in, like, you know, from what it's in right now. As far as mainstream.
Exactly. Well, yeah. we have some people that is tuned in and listening to you, and we're gonna get with them, and we're gonna go to our call lines. But first, I want to try to get to some more of your music, and then we're gonna go because they want. Able to hear another one of your songs, and I mean, we played a couple last week, but we want to go ahead and play some more today and see if we can get that going, because I'm telling you, I know that this music is like fire right here. I mean, I'm really feeling everything. I know your tape, I mean, your mixtape is just going to, I know it's going to go somewhere because it's just crazy. I mean, like, people say they like your style, your swag. They say the swag now. They just like your style and how you present yourself. So we're going to go and we're going to try to, it's Someone Like You, so we're going to go to that. Tell us about Someone Like You.
Someone Like You is actually a track that's been destined to happen for the longest. You know, it's a mixtape track with Adele on the hook. And basically what I did in that song is basically my love letter to hip-hop or my commitment, you know. And if you listen, you know, when we get to the end of the song, you'll get to the line where I say I'm officially married to the music. And, you know, growing up, I played basketball in high school, college, you know, even in middle school. And I actually started writing music before I started playing basketball. That's one thing that a lot of people didn't know about me. So, and actually a lot of people thought that I stopped playing basketball to do music. So when I stopped playing, they kind of felt like I was making a mistake. And now mm-hmm. I'm just basically putting it all out there as far as, you know what I'm saying, I cheated on music with basketball. Now I came back to music because basketball didn't work out, even though it did take me far. Real far in life. But now, since I'm back with music, which is the first love and the love of my life, as you could say, it's a commitment that it's a lifelong commitment. So it's kind of like, you know, I mean, we're going to make this marriage thing work. So before the end of time, it will be something great.
All right. Well, we're going to go to Someone Like You. All right. Here we go. You're live with Mr. Stylistic. I always say, because I always say this. It's just
stylistic.
Someone like you.
Music is medicine of the mind. Music is an outburst of the soul. So without music, my story would go untold. Without music, my soul would fold.
And we were born and raised in a summer haze bound by be surprised all our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze bound by be surprised all our glory days.
Before we met, I must admit I was by myself. I already knew who you were. That was before I met my ex. Heard your name around town in a lot of different sounds. Tried to introduce me at the right time, but I left. I never forgot your name, though it's music to my ears. And especially when we're together, that is how you make me feel. So I left from Chapel Hill and I started playing ball. But still I kept in touch with you after all of these years. Didn't introduce you to my mama, cause I didn't know how she would feel. But I knew that she would say you'd interfere with my career. So I kept it on the low, quiet in the studio. I threw on my headphones and started to bust a flow. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later, and you still here with me.
We were born and raised in a summer haze bound by the surprise. All our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze bound by the surprise. All our glory
If you got someone you love, then I give you some advice. Never leave the one you love for the one you think you like. Cause the one you think you like will leave you for the one they love. Now you sitting all alone thinking what you should have done. And when you see that person moving on, it can mess you up. So before it gets too late, if you got something good, you better stay. And I know I can't go back and change how I left back in the day, but I can promise that I will be faithful the rest of the way. Hip hop running through my veins, this time I am here to stay. It feels good to reunite and be with you all through the night. Telling you all of my secrets, conversating through the mic. And you were the missing piece, you were what I needed in my life. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball
playing ball was all I knew. Thought I was going to the league till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later, and you still here with me. Hip hop.
We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise.
I set Miss Music to be my lawfully wedded wife.
We were born and raised,
and we'll be together forever.
Summer haze,
I'm officially married to the music, y'all.
Be surprised, all
someone like
glory
you.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. And we are live with Stylistic. What's going on, Stylistic?
Man, we just, you know, here trying to get this music out here and just grinding. Man, my line is over here jumping. My lines is jumping. Everybody hit me up, so you got a lot of people that's tuned in right now.
Yes, so. And we're about to go to the lines right now. A lot of people. 623. What's going on?
Hey, Nikki, what's going on? It's D Slay from the D Hour Show.
Hey, D Slay.
What's happening, Stylistic? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, we're good, homie.
Not too much. I want to say, first of all, Nikki, great show tonight. I'm loving the show right now. Stylistic, I want to say big ups to you for the old school flavor. I think that a lot of artists need to kind of take it back like that, because when you think about it, a lot of the artists, especially a lot of the artists, the celebrity artists that I've talked to, have also said to me that, they like to keep their flavor just the way it used to be when they were big time, because that's the kind of music everybody likes. And a lot of times you hear a lot of people talking about how they don't really like a lot of the new school artists because they don't have that type of flavor. They don't, you know, a lot of these artists are sounding the same, and a lot of them don't have that old school flavor, and that's why you're always hearing a lot of people say, I prefer to listen to the old school stuff. So big ups to you for definitely doing that, because the music is definitely hot. So, you know, more than likely, you know, hopefully I can, you know, hit you up, you know, maybe in a little bit. We can definitely get some of that music on the D Hour Show. I'm pretty sure my listeners would love to hear that.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely set it up. So are you on Twitter?
No doubt.
Okay. So I was about to say, if you had Twitter, I was going to give you the link to follow me on there, or you can just, you know, get my contact information from Nikki, and then we can take it from
there. Oh, no doubt. Definitely. We can definitely do that. Also, with the music thing, with the film thing I heard you talking about, we definitely going to have to talk about that as well, because I was telling Nikki yesterday when I talked to her that, you know, not only am I doing the radio business, but also in a couple of months, I'm getting ready to drop my film production company. I'm getting ready to release that. So we're getting ready to do a lot of work with that.
Yeah, so we definitely need to top it up then.
Yeah, also I'm a screenplay writer myself too, so.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll definitely be working. And actually, with films, I only actually been doing films on my own for the past year. And there's an award show that's going on here in Memphis, the SCM Awards. And I'm actually nominated for Video Producer of the Year. Now, this is my first year producing videos. Yes,
okay,
actually,
cool.
One of the videos that I shot, music videos, I filmed it, you know, directed, and I'm actually rapping in it. And that video was nominated for Video of the Year. So
that's what's up.
I mean, stuff.
What's up?
Yeah, so things moving kind of fast. But, I mean, we'll definitely, you know, top it up. Just get my contact information from Nikki or, I mean, however.
No doubt. We could definitely do that. I'm definitely going to get in contact with you because, like I said, I've been listening to the music, man, and the music is definitely hot. So hopefully I'll get a chance to, you know, talk to you, and we can definitely make some moves after that.
Okay.
Nikki, hot show. Very, very hot show. I'm liking what I'm hearing, definitely.
Thank you. It's going okay. It's been a few technical difficulties, but we're trying to, you know, push on through. But it's going pretty good.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that Nikki got some very, very special guests on Friday, so y'all make sure y'all check her show out on Friday, because she got some special guests on Friday and Thursday, so make sure y'all check it out.
Yeah, I don't want to release, you know, I'm not going to release that yet.
Oh, no doubt.
We have some special guests, y'all, for all those artists, all the people who are artists that's listening right now. You will really, really want to listen on Friday, because it's going down on Friday. And I'm excited about it.
Real quick, Nikki, I heard you mention your brother talking to Ninth Wonder. He's actually the DJ. He used to be the DJ for the group I was telling you about from North Carolina, Little Brother. So maybe you could probably holler at them through him, because I know he used to be their DJ. So
yeah,
I'm
being with you again after the show. So
okay.
To let everybody know, tell us about what you do and about your show and how they can contact you and possibly get on the D-Hour show. Tell everybody about that.
Okay, real quick, the D-Hour show, we're on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I mean, I may bump it up a couple more days. Right now, I'm just kind of busy working on my film production company, but we're on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern. Basically, our show, we're all about, the show is basically all about showcasing and playing music from amateur, independent, and up-and-coming artists. They don't get an opportunity to get their music played on commercial radio, but that's where we come in, you know, HME Radio, The Hour Show, Nikki Rich Radio, that's what we're here for. You know, to give you guys an opportunity to be heard and get your music played, because you deserve to be heard too, just like everybody else. We're on. I actually have a show tomorrow, so if you wanna have your music played on the show, if you wanna be interviewed, just you can hit me up at thehourshow@gmail.com, thourshow@gmail.com, or you can look me up on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show.
All right.
Just so everybody knows, I always, always have celebrities listening to my show. So you never know who's listening to my show, definitely. Because they tell me all the time.
And he's in a different time zone, guys. Tell him where you at.
I'm in a Mountain Standard Time Zone. That's Arizona time. So in Central, that's a 2-hour difference, and Eastern, that's a 3-hour difference.
So no.
If you're in a Pacific time zone, it's the same time.
So everybody, you know, check out the D-Hour show, and you know, it comes on. Eastern is 11 o'clock at night. And what are the days you on?
Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Yep.
So y'all check him out. He will also be coming to our show soon on iJive Urban Rich Radio. So everybody get ready. We will be having a feast late. You know,
no
he'll
doubt.
Be telling us what's going on with him. You know?
Oh, no doubt. I got you.
Well, thank you again. I'll be getting with you after the show as well.
All right, Nikki. Thank you. And stylist, brother, keep doing your thing, and I'm going to definitely get in contact with you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Well, we have another caller calling from a 770-899 number.
What's up, Nikki? This is Clear J.
What's up, Clear J?
How you doing today?
good, good.
Sound like you got this show on Blog Talk Radio right now.
Huh?
It sounds like you got the best show on Blog Talk Radio right now.
Oh, you think that?
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
We trying. We trying here.
What's up? Stylistic, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's good, man?
That much, man. I was trying to find you on Twitter, man. I can't find you. What's your Twitter
Yeah, go to, it's at Stylistic ENT.
Okay,
S T Y L I S T I C E N T.
I'm putting it in the chat room too.
Okay. Have you been doing any shows or anything like that?
Recently, I did a couple of shows recently, but lately I've been so focused in the studio on getting this mixtape done and my album, so I haven't had anything booked, you know, coming up or in the past 2 weeks.
Okay, that's what's up. So, do you do shows, like, outside of Memphis or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm booked for it, I'm there.
Okay, that's what's up. But, yeah, I'm going to get up with you and talk a little bit more with you about that.
Okay. Yeah, so just follow me on Twitter, and then, you know, just send me a message. Let me know you did. I'll follow you back. You know, we'll chop it up in a direct message I have. And let me know that it's you, though, so I know, you know, who to look out for.
And Clear J, tell us about Mike Hustlin, too.
Yeah, Mike Hustlin is my website. I promote mainly independent artists, but I also review major artists' stories. But if you want to get on Mike Hustlin, you know, saying to put your music out there, or if you want to get an interview with me on Mike Hustlin, you know, just send your press kit to ilovemusicblogger@gmail.com. That's ilovemusicblogger@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can just call my business line,
678-400-9143. Repeat that number again for us, huh?
Yeah, the business line for Mike Hustlin is 678-400-9143.
All right. I'm putting that in the chat room as we speak. And that's the business line.
Yeah, y'all check me out. Mike Hustlin Blog Spot.
Mike Hustlin Blog Spot. All right, we got you in. Well, thank you, man, for tuning in to our Radio.
Yep.
Our lines are just really booming tonight. We have more and more callers, so we excited about this, y'all. This is great. I mean, we're excited. We have a caller online from 832. What's going on?
What's up, Nikki? This is Michael. How are you doing?
Fine. Tell us where you're calling from, Michael, and tell us what you do.
I'm calling from Houston, Texas. And,
Texas?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Houston, Texas, and right now I am an managing partner for a hip-hop group called Mile High.
Shout out to Mile High.
Mhm. I had a couple questions for you and Stylistic, if you guys have a minute.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Stylistic, what's up, man? This is Michael. Like I said, I'm much the hip hop group down here called Mile High, and they've been doing things on their own for a little while, and then I've been with them for a shorter amount of time, and I've been talking to them lately about branding. Which has been real important to me in my previous businesses, ranging from financial management to healthcare to real estate. And in each one of those businesses, I never really started to get anything going until I had proper branding. But once I had that proper branding, things really seemed to take off, and it really made us look bigger than what we really were. And I was wondering, has anybody taken you through a branding process, for example, basically branding your personality and what you on your merchandise, your website, your logo, your packaging and things of that nature? Have you been through a branding process like that?
Honestly, no, I haven't. You know, I mean, pretty much everything that's done now, I mean, I do have a stylistic logo and, you know, a few of the things that you mentioned, but it's pretty much been stuff that's been done on my own and the people that's in a small circle. But it's never actually been a process that was set down and thought about to say, you know, we're going to brand you as this type of artist or that type of artist. It's pretty much just what you see is what I am, and that's what you get.
Right, yeah, I totally agree with that. I would never suggest they brand you a certain way, but rather you brand your product as you are, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's interesting. That's cool, actually, because we never actually had a marketing firm or anything like that come in and help brand us. It was always just kind of like you said, where, you know, myself and my friends would sit down and say, hey, you know, how can we make a nice brochure? How can we make some nice media material, some kind of press kit or whatever, and we just always branded ourselves, but we always did it in a way that made us look a little bit bigger than what we really were.
Yeah.
It always seemed to open doors for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So is that one thing that you help with?
I'm sorry?
I said it's branding. Is that one thing that you help with in your particular
field?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not I haven't – if it were a different type of business, yes, but – with it being the music business, I prefer to defer to people like Kevin Shine and the Juanita Stevens of the world that have been there and done that. But my knowledge base basically serves to kind of click on the light that, hey, we need branding. Or,
okay,
you know, we need some kind of packaging that, you know, we might not be able to do for ourselves, so we might need to go look for a consultant or something that could help us with that branding. And as a matter of fact, even in my previous businesses, I always hired consultants for the industry that I was in to help me, you know, with whatever I needed, whether it be software or hiring or finding office space or branding in itself. And those consultants were always like a big help to me. So now that I'm entering this music industry, taking it from a hobby to hopefully a career, I'm looking at the different consultants that are out there, like Kevin, like Juanita, and so on, for what kind of branding ideas they might have and how that might help Mile High in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of my role with them with regards to that. But hey, listen, I just have a couple other questions for you real quick. Have you got to the point where you visited with like an entertainment lawyer or done a bio or anything like that, or is it just strictly kind of underground music and getting the movement growing?
Honestly, that's the process that I'm actually going through now, as far as you know finding the right entertainment lawyer and getting the bio rewritten up and all that kind of stuff. Because pretty much, like I said, everything that was done up until this point, most of it was done by me. Even my own bio, you know, the one that's out there now, was written by me and a friend. So I'm actually going through that process now of all the stuff that you're speaking on, because it's actually taking and actually going to another level now. So this right now is the transition period.
Right, right. I see that. So how long of a transition period do you think it's going to be where you take what was your hustle, you know, basically doing it on your own vision, your own branding, you know, having basically never done it before, like with your film company you were talking about, doing all the stuff on your own, what's the transition period or the time that elapses into actually going to the next level where you do have that entertainment lawyer and that celebrity publicist and your rewritten bio and stuff like that? How long is that usually?
Are you talking about as far as how much longer do I think it'll be from here until I get to where I'm trying to be, or from where I started it to now?
Well, what I mean is, like, from where you started with your own personal branding to where now you're kind of you're going to that next level where you're trying to choose an entertainment lawyer and kind of going to that next level where you repackage everything. What do you think kind of the kind of time process it's going to take to do that,
do that kind of rebranding, that kind of redoing everything kind of?
Honestly, just to start from here on out, it's kind of hard to put a time, you know, on success just because, you know, everything happened at this time for a reason. And but I would say with where I am now, I honestly can see within the next year, you know, stuff changing to the point where you'll see me, you know, on the TV screen as far as MTVs and stuff like that. So I could say, you know, from where I am now, I mean, probably about another year at the most.
Okay, great. That's a great answer. I mean, that's kind of the same thought I had.
Yes, but the overall process is years of work, years and years and years and years. I'm gonna keep going back because I actually started, you know, writing music and trying to put myself out there since I was 12 years old. I'm 23 years old now, but to the people that's actually now being able to see me, some of them feel like, hey, stylistic coming out of nowhere. But what they don't know is I actually been doing this for years and it's just now making it to the point where they can see it. And since I graduated from college and I'm done playing basketball and all that, I've been able to go consistently hard with it over the past year. But one thing about it is that I don't take time off. You know, I get the most common comment that I get is you need to get some rest. And the reason why is because I'm always up working. You know, if you follow me on Twitter, if you see me on Facebook, you always see me in the middle of the night. I'm always on there because I'm doing that to keep myself busy. And the process of me being in the studio writing music or recording music or trying to think of my next short film or whatever it is, or doing photography, whatever. So, I mean, branding yourself, stylistic, the name in itself is more than just the artist. You know, so I could say the branding process started from when I was 12.
You know, right,
all
the way
that's
good.
Now,
right,
so that's, yeah. So.
That's tight. I'm glad you pointed that out because you're right. That always happens to people. They think you came out of nowhere, but they don't realize you've been doing it for a decade or so.
Yes. So, I mean, just some other advice. I know it's kind of away from the conversation, but just some advice that I want to give to any other up-and-coming artists like myself that's listening to the show is that, I mean, you can't take days off. I mean, it's going to be times where you're sleepy, you're tired, but you got to realize that, I mean, when you sleep, somebody else working to take your spot or somebody that's ahead of you working to keep their spot. So when they would keep working to the point when they fall asleep, you're catching up, you know, but you got to be utilizing that time and making sure that you actually put it to good use as far as what you're trying to do. So that's why I feel like, you know, people now see the name Stylistic. They're like, who is this dude? Who is this dude? And now it's getting to the point like I remember him from such and such. And then it's going to be to the point where, dang, I know him. And the reason why is because I'm making sure I'm putting myself in different places and consistently working. And I mean, even to some of the major artists, you know, some of the ones I look up to, that's the competition that I see because of the fact that I'm like, you are where I'm trying to be. So as soon as you fall asleep, I'm catching up with where you're at because I'm consistently working. And that's the attitude that a person got to have. And when you get there, you got to work even harder to maintain your position than you did to get there.
Spoken like a true athlete, actually. I could definitely tell you. I read on your bio earlier that you played college basketball. I've definitely spoken like an athlete.
Yeah. So I think that's another, you know, advantage that I have as far as being on all of the teams I played against. I played under great coaches, and we won championships on each level, multiple. So, and with music, like I said last week, it's just a different beginning as far as me stepping into a different game, you know, from stepping to the basketball game to the rap game. They're similar in a lot of ways. And I developed a championship mentality, and I got the work ethic, and I know what you have to do to make it. So I'm applying what I learned in basketball to music, and I also try to help other people by giving advice. So, I mean, like you said, it's a true mindset of an athlete, and to anybody that's trying to make it, you know, that's trying to help themselves, I'm willing to help you too as far as any advice that you need. So, I mean, I'm telling all of them now to jump on board, and we're going to make it.
That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear. As a matter of fact, I'll if you hit me on Twitter, I think I follow you already on Twitter. It's at DunnMick60, DunnMick60, and I'll always have my high updates on there, what they're doing or what they're dropping, or I'll post a video or whatever the case is. So if you have time one time, you can check it out.
Yeah, so just tweet it to me. Send in a direct message or mention me in it so I know. Because I get a lot of tweets on there. And, I mean, sometimes people tweet me. And I got like 40-something thousand followers on Twitter. So it's kind of hard to keep up when, you know, when we, You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard, you know, when people mentioning you. So I tell people, if you want to actually have a real conversation, I get less direct messages. So then I'll be able to see them and actually be able to respond back rather than it kind of getting lost in the shuffle.
Okay, I see. So, I think Nikki Rich probably has at least that drop down video at her disposal. It'll be kind of a trip when you watch it, as you realize that they didn't spend a nickel to make it. You'll realize that these boys are out there kind of, you know, just trying their hardest to brand themselves and hustle, just like everybody else, you know, down here in the Dirty South, you know.
Yeah.
And they're looking to collaborate with others as well, you know. So just, you know, everybody working together to, like I said, raise each other up and, you
right.
know, really get
exactly.
out there.
Yeah. We would love to have partners all over the country on a mixtape, you know what I mean? There's a couple albums done, and the albums are kind of related to each other, where one is called the 34th and one is called the 35th, and then there's the mixtape that will come in between. But, man, we would love to have different partners from, you know, Cali to New York to Miami to Arizona to the Midwest, back down to Houston on that remix, so we can get on those blogs and share the music with everybody and let them get exposure and then let ourselves get exposure as well. Is there any one thing stylistic or maybe not one thing, but was there any turning point from when you felt like in your heart that you began to be more convicted about this thing moving to the next level?
Yes.
Was there any one thing that happened or?
I mean, it was really the turning point for it was when I was in college. You know, when I met an artist by the name of Bond Smith. And, we ended up having a relationship where I ended up being like the big brother situation. And I actually moved him in with me in college. You know, I only knew him for like 3 weeks. And I moved him in with me just because I saw the potential that he had. And I was like, man, you know, I wish I had somebody to help me, you know, when nobody knew who I was. And I just wanted to be there. And then it got to a point where, I mean, we even went through a struggle, and a lot of people didn't know that. And as, you know, going through that, I matured a lot because I was still in school, you know, still playing basketball. Now I'm actually, you know, big brother / mentor to another artist. And then it got to a point where I was like, man, really, music is what I got because my knees was messing up as far as, you know, from basketball. I was on the injury list, and I was like, man, I was writing my story down in my music, and it got to a point where it was like, man, this is really what's missing in my life. Because at one point I started feeling empty, and I didn't know what was, you know, I mean, what I was searching for. So, of course, you know, I was searching, I'm praying every night, you know, and it's like the answer kept coming back, you know, the music, you know, it just kept going in my head. So, and then when I seen that, I'm like, when I listen to a radio, a lot of artists that I honestly feel that my music have, I wouldn't say better than, because I don't want to use that, you know, because different people got their different opinions. But I felt like my music had more meaning than some of the stuff that I was hearing on the radio. And I'm like, if I already do music for free, and somebody else is doing the same thing that I do for free, and they making money from it, why not me try to make money for doing what I love to do and be good at it? So that was kind of the turning point.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So that was the turning point for me. And I was like, man, in order for me to do it, I got to do it more than they do for one. So that's when I dedicated myself. And after I graduated, it was nonstop music. I mean, from the time I wake up, you know, if I go to sleep, to the time that I go back to sleep, there's always something that got something to do with my music. Because I'm like, a person should never have to look at me and say, what do you do? It should automatically stick up to them, you know, when they meet me. Because if it don't, obviously I'm not doing my job. So that's why now, I mean, I'm so in tune with it, and that was the turning point.
I see. That's interesting, man. It's always, you can always tell and this is not to slight anyone that hasn't found that turning point, but like when I meet someone new that tells me they do music or whatever, you know, I always kind of ask them that question, like, is there some turning point that made you, you know, feel like you can make it or be a success or whatever, and if they say no, then you know that they're way, way behind the game. You know what I mean? They haven't got to that level yet. But when they provide in-depth answers like you have, it kind of makes all of us realize that if you do work hard enough at it, there will be some turning point that makes you go,
either A, this is not for me, or B, this is definitely for me, and all I got to do is rebrand everything and repackage everything and get my business straight so that I can get legal and copyrighted, get on the radio, and I can make it just like anybody else makes.
Yeah. Another thing that kind of helped me get to this point is, you know, in college, we was on the college basketball games, the NCAA games. And when I would, you know, when I would go different places, it would be little kids that was coming up to me, and they would rap my lyrics. You know, they used to go on my MySpace page. This was, you know, a while back. They used to go on my MySpace page and hear my music, and they would actually rap my lyrics to me. So I was like, dang, I didn't know I actually had the power to say something, and a person actually listen, and then come back to me, and when they meet me, they feel like, you know, it's a good thing to be able to rap my stuff back to me. So when I got to that point and I knew that it was kids listening to me, that was another part of a turning point because of the fact that I knew where I come from can actually help a lot of people, you know, get where they're trying to go just because of my own personal testimony. And the thing is that's when I started really sticking true to myself and not just doing music for fun. And it was more so putting my real-life story in it and actually putting knowledge into my music because I know that a lot of times now with the way that technology is, it's kids that's in classrooms sneaking to listen to their iPods because they don't want to listen to the teacher. So, I mean, I was, you know, the thing I had committed to myself was I was like, if they're going to be in class and they're going to sneak to listen to some music, and if they're listening to my music, I would rather still be giving them some kind of knowledge to listen to rather than missing out on a whole lecture. Even if they miss out on what's going on in English class, they're still getting some kind of knowledge rather than learning a dance song or whatever it is.
Right.
So, I mean,
yeah,
one
but I used
top,
to play with Betty DeWoody in the ninth grade. That's what messed me up. But if I had an iPod, I'd have been playing with my iPod in class. But I didn't have an iPod in ninth grade, you know.
Yeah. So,
I had my friend in front of me, though. You know, I had Betty in front of me. So we played together a little bit, and that took me off of my focus a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Man, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, And I appreciate you answering all of our questions or whatever, all my questions. And, you know, if you ever have a
no
chance
problem.
To get out of this at DunMix60, Nicky Rich will show you where it's at. And, Nicky, just so you know, Mile High will be coming out with a new video that I think was just finished editing a couple of days ago with a guy named Stylin from the Horsemen Alliance down here in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the video is Crazy, and it is kind of crazy, actually, because, you know, Mile High is real unique in their own right, because you got one of the guys that's kind of clean cut, and then you got one of the guys kind of throw it off or whatever, and they always have different features from different people. Well, Stylin is featured on the song Crazy, and Stylin has had a crazy life, and he, at 16 years old, he was given a life sentence and sent off to TDC as an adult for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But in Texas, if you in the wrong place at the wrong time, you're just as guilty. So he got that life sentence thrown on him. And somehow, some way, the good Lord blessed him on his third appeal after 10 years in a adult prison to finally let him out. And so now that he's out, he is highly, highly motivated and super convicted, clearly one of the nicest guys I've ever met, one of the most sincere guys I've ever met. And I guess you become very sincere when you're humbled like that. But he's going to be featured in the video, in the song Crazy. So I really look forward to dropping that from Mile High and helping Stylin out at the same time from Horsemen Alliance.
Well, we thank you again for, you know, just checking us out here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And Mal High will also be on the show next week. Tell them when they're going to be on here.
They're going to be on June 24th. I know you tested me. They're going to be on June 24th at 6:30 p.m.
Yes, they'll be on June 24th.
Yeah, but hey, listen, Nicky, thank you very much for everything that you do. You're the sweetest girl on radio. You got the tightest little radio spot. And Stylistic, man, we really appreciate you coming through and being humble and open with us so that we can learn as much as we can from you. Good luck to you in the future.
All right, thanks, man. Be sure to hit me up on Twitter, too, and we'll take it from there.
All right, bet. We'll do that. Nicky Rich, tell them what's up. Show them what's up with that video if you have it at your disposal.
Oh, yeah. You. I don't know if you want to get started with him. He has his whole little life story on there. No, I'm just joking. But, yeah, he... You know, you might have to shut all your little emails and stuff down. No, I'm just joking. But, yes, we love Mike Dunn. And big shout-out to him. Texas in the house. And, yes, we're so glad that Stylistic was able to come on and share some of his songs from his mixtape. And, again, he said he was building his website. And we're going to – this is not the last of him. Yes, he's been on twice. And guess what? He's going to be on 3 and 4 and 5. Because when that website is built, we're going to have him on here again and everything, you know. So we're just going to keep supporting him, pushing him. Mile High and Mike Dunn, pushing them. Mrs. Proper, Shay Star, all the artists, J-Dub, Young, PF, Graffiti Fresh, all them, Beatty's World, Amon. There's so many artists that's been on the show. Everybody, we support you all. All those who's trying to work toward a goal. You know, we just support you. We're here for you, and that's what this radio show is created for. For y'all, get your airplay. You know, we're different. We're not like any other show. So, you know, we're here. We're ready. We're ready to see where, you know, iDrive Urban Rich Radio is going to go. And I want to say shout out to HME Radio in the building, Kano the Pyro in the building. So shout out to him. Let me see who's going to. What's going on? And we're gonna hopefully we can get him on, Sifion, but I know he's in the chat room. It's going live, y'all. That chat room is booming tonight. I'm trying to get him online. That was deep slate. But shout out to Kano the Pyro. As Stylist has said, he's going to be on there tomorrow. Tell us about that, Stylistic.
Basically, we linked up from the last show that we did last week. And, I mean, we chopped it up a few times on Twitter. We haven't officially been able to speak, you know, on the phone yet. But I'll make sure I hit him up tonight. That way we can, you know, definitely get stuff set up for tomorrow. But I think I'll be on 9 o'clock his time. He's in Las Vegas, right?
Yes. I think it'll be
11.
I think it'll be, oh, you mountain, so I don't know. I'm Eastern,
never mind. Yeah. We'll get it right. You know, we'll put it on Twitter. Will we be getting to any of the other songs before we go off air?
No, we're about to wrap it up, honey.
Okay, cool. Now I was just trying to see, you know, because I didn't know what, you know.
We're about to wrap it up because guess what? We're going to have you on. We got 7 minutes left. And
yeah,
we're going to have we're going to be sharing your music. You know, I got some in my email, so, you know, I'm just going to have time to download everything, get it all situated. And we're going to be sharing your music and all the other artists that has also emailed me their music. So if you email me your music, it's in rotation. And, yes, we are going to share each day. I mean, we on 5 days a week, sometimes 6 and maybe 7. You know, we make exceptions. But we're going to be sharing your music throughout. So don't think because you're sending your music, it's just there. No, I'm sharing your music. So anybody who want to have their music played, just email me, nikkirich79@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, nikki_rich, Nicky Rich, nikki_rich. And you also can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Nikki Rich. And I'm The Real Nikki. I know some people are creating Nikki Rich pages, but I'm the real one. So, you know, you can catch that, catch me there, add me on Facebook, and it's www.facebook.com, The Real Nikki Rich. And to let those, let everybody know again, June the 18th, this Saturday, we have Kevin A&R Shine. He's on Twitter. He's been going hard on Twitter today. So y'all add him. Stylistic. I'm not sure. Are you friends with Kevin Shine?
On Twitter or Facebook?
On Twitter.
I don't think so. Hold on, let me see.
That is who you definitely need to connect with. So
can you send me the link? After the call, can you send me the link so I can make sure I follow him?
Yes. And I think we got a call right here. Let me check this out here. We got somebody. What's going on?
What's happening? Nikki Rich, it's your boy, Ken on the Pyro from HME Radio. What's good?
Hey, no. What's going on?
I'm cooling. Trying to stay cool in Vegas, you know. It's hot out here. But shout out to the Army Stylistics, man. I'm going to definitely link up with you, Playboy. And, man,
okay.
You know, I appreciate all your music, man. That's, keep doing what you're doing, homie.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I'm just trying to get it.
Yeah,
and I'll be tuning in tomorrow, too. I'll be tuning in tomorrow when you're on there, too, Stylistic.
Okay.
All right, for sure. Y'all check out the show tonight on HME. On Blog Talk, we're going to have Graffiti Fresh. She's going to be co-hosting with me, you know, kicking with me. So I don't want to miss that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Shout out to Graffiti Fresh. He co-hosted yesterday when Murphy Lee was on with us. I mean, he did a great job, too.
Yeah, I heard that, too. That was a good job. He kicked it with y'all for a while, too. He was definitely, you know, a humble guy. And you know, real businessman right now.
Yes, you know, we're here doing big things. Kano, if you don't know, Friday, you need to tune in Friday. We got a surprise. If you don't already know.
Oh, you know, I'm already following you, so I get alerts every time you get on. But if I don't catch it, I'm going to definitely check out the archives. I recommend all the listeners do the same, too.
Yes. And tell us how they tell us about your show right quick and, you know, how they can contact you.
We're doing the same thing Nikki Rich is doing right now, this, you know, shedding some light on the underground right now. And y'all can submit y'all music, your bios to HMEradio@gmail.com. I'm on the air Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And y'all can call us up on the hotline number. It's 347-637-1962. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Get with it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you supporting iDrive Urban Rich Radio. Yeah, I tried to do it yesterday. You know, I tried, and I was just so beat yesterday. But I'm on. You on tonight, so I'll be in the mix tonight, all right?
All right, for sure. We did a late-night show last night, too, HME Late Night. Y'all go check that out. It was definitely, you know, started some heated conversations, you know, in the sex world. And, you know, this is, you know, how we get down.
Okay.
If you don't know,
I'm going to have to take that one out in the archives for real.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to take that one out. So y'all had a late night show.
Yeah, we did like 2 hours, and, you know, I was still dealing with that new switchboard, the new switchboard on Blog Talk. You tried it out yet?
That's what's been giving me a little. I mean, I like it. I really like it, but it's been giving me kind of a few problems today.
Yeah,
it's been freezing.
That's why
it kind of freezes.
Yeah.
It freezes.
Yeah. like when you change the songs like that. So, you know, that's why I keep both of them up, the original one and the new one. So I'm just working some shit out with some kinks out when I tried that show out. We was talking about, you know, some weird sex facts for the men and the ladies to know. And, man, it was off the chain. Y'all definitely got to check that out. Man.
Oh, yeah. You might have to, do you got it on reoccurring as well? Where you can reoccur it up?
No, I'm going to have to talk to you about that because I'm still trying to figure that out.
Alright. Well, we're going to be getting with you guys after the show. You know, I would like to thank everybody that tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I hope this won't be your last time for being on and online and in the chat room. And again, you know, if you want to call in, you just call in at 1-323-580-5749. Follow me on Twitter, Nikki Rich, NIKKI, 2_RICH. And also on Facebook, The Real Nikki Rich. That's how you can find me. But again, we thank our guests. We thank our host, co-host for today, Mo, was our co-host. We shout out to him. He's doing big things. He got some. He got some things going on, some music, some hot music. Like you say, he's in the studio. He's in the studio all the time, so big shout out to him. And
yeah,
I just want to thank everybody.
Moon.
Huh?
I have to give a shout out to the Army Moon, too.
Okay. Kano says, shout out to Moon. But we thank everybody for, you know, just tuning in and supporting. I mean, it's just like we got a little movement going on, you know, where everybody support each other, and it's just building from there, and it's getting bigger and bigger. You know, everything is growing. The group is growing, and it's worldwide. You know, it's not just here in the United States. We in Canada. On Sunday, we got a special date and time. Got Canadian artist Llama. So y'all tune in. I mean, this guy, he listens to us each and every day. Llama will be in the house. Tomorrow we have Bahamas artist Big AC. So you can find him on Twitter under at Big AC Fan Club. And we also have H-Town. Y'all remember Knocking Them Boots? Emotions? You know.
Yeah.
H-Town will be in the second half. The second half. So, you know, y'all tune in with H-Town. They ready, you know, they excited. They got some new things going on, the new music, new logo. So y'all tune in for H-Town as well. And Friday, we have Queen Pen. And with Queen Pen is a very, very special guest that you do not want to miss. I'm telling you here, this is like the biggest for iJive Urban Rich Radio, so you don't want to miss this, everybody. You know, just tune in on Friday. And also on Friday, Kevin Shine comes into Charlotte, and we're getting ready for the event that I'm hosting, the Meet and Greet with Kevin Shine from 1-4, free. It's free admission. So artists, producers, promoters, independent record labels, y'all, this is a networking event. We got people from Florida, D.C., V.A., California, everybody coming from everywhere. So you don't want to miss this event, especially when it's free, you know? So you definitely don't want to miss this. And do you have any last words, Kano, that you would like to say?
You know, HME stands for Hustler Movement Entertainment, for all you tardy parties not knowing. And let's just stay connected, folks, you know. Let's put these plans together. Let's make it bigger and better. It ain't about, you know, one radio show, one team. It's about everybody getting heard. You know, we ought to, you know, let's make it a new radio station right here.
All right. Well, we thank you again, and we'll be tuning in a couple of hours to you as well.
That's what's up. Appreciate y'all. I keep doing what y'all doing.
Thank you so much. And that is Kano, right. The Pyro. He will have co-hosting with him tonight. He will have Mr. Graffiti Fresh. So y'all support him. He's an artist that's been doing his thing. And we're back here with Mr. Dallas. Any last words you would like to say about your mixtape? We're going to be sharing more music from your mixtape this week, next week, and from now on.
Yes, I just want to let everybody know, if you are following me on Twitter, I will be sharing a link to my mixtape, you know, tonight. I'll be sharing it all night, sending it to people. Now, you can tweet me, and I'm going to direct message you the link, because I don't want to fill up the timeline with mixtape links, you know. So tweet me, and then I'll direct message it to you. You know, that way it'll be a more professional thing for the other people that's actually following. And if you're not following me on Twitter, you can follow it, StylisticENT. That's, you know, twitter.com/StylisticENT. And, you know, just hit me up. Let me know that you want the mixtape link, and I'll send it to you, and I hope you enjoy it.
All right. Well, we thank you again, and we'll be checking you out tomorrow on HME Radio. So we'll be tuning in tomorrow. So everybody check him out then. I mean, it's going down. And I wish you the best. You keep doing what you're doing. You're doing your thing.
Yeah, thanks.
And we support you here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And, you know, you're welcome to come on anytime.
Thanks. Well, you know, I support the show. So anything that you're doing, you know, just hit me up. Let me know. I mean, I'll retweet it for you if you want me to. And I'll be sure to tune in as much as I can.
Okay. Well, we thank you again. And we wish you the best.
Okay. All right.
And again, for those who don't know, we're doing so many things on iJive. We're still getting our show together. For we just moved from a 30-minute show to a two-hour show. We were blessed to go to a two-hour show. And, you know, I just thank God that we have so many listeners and so many people that are supportive of the show. You know, I thank God because this is something big, you know. And it's him that's, you know, doing it. And a lot of people say, oh, you're blowing up. No, God is working. You know, he got me. You know, he's working on me right now. And he's moving. And it's not just me. It's for all of y'all, the artists, the actors, the models. And it's not me, you know, it's him in me, you know. So God, it's the God in us, you know. That's the only way that's how he works. He works through us, you know. And, you know, as long as we doing what it is we're supposed to do, then everything is possible. Things will happen. And, you know, and he lives through me. And if I'm, you know, able to help somebody, you know, achieve their dreams, that's what, you know, I'm here for. That's my purpose. And, you know, I am a teacher. I'm a leader, you know, and I'm just here to help those, you know, who are really trying and who has a passion for what they want in life. So, you know, we're just going to get it. It's 2011. You know, it might not be the way you want it to be right now, but, you know, you might be getting prepared for next year. You know, you might be getting prepared for 30 days or 2 or 3 months from now. But as long as you keep pushing forward and you know, you're going to be successful in life. It's hard. We go through our challenges. We go through our struggles and everything. Everybody has their challenges. Like, when somebody might be looking at you saying, you're blowing up, you're doing your thing, your lights might be off, you know? you might be over here at somebody else's house, you know, trying to make music. You know, so we just out here grinding. We all out here grinding. We doing our thing. You know, it's hard, but we got to push forward. But when you have a passion, a vision, a goal and everything, and you put God first, I mean, everything will be all right. And, you know, I just wish everybody the best and all the success in life. And I just thank everybody for all the support and, you know, everything. And I just want to keep pushing forward and just keep doing what it is I'm here for. So I thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And for those who don't know, I'm about to play Drop Down by Mile High.
Yeah. You know what it is, Charlotte. Eyes have low, can't see shit, I ain't tripping over. You know why?
I'm laid back, puffin' the finest of the switches. Kodak moment, catch me smiling for the picture. I'm picture perfect, yeah, I paint a perfect picture. When it comes to the track, shit, I am that nigga. See, I do this for the listeners, I don't do this for my homies, I do it for they sisters. Candy red drop like a package full of Twizzlers. Neck, wrist, and fist look like Christmas. Bitch, I get it, I'm on it. And my voice kinda sound like money, not drone it. On the black late night, Leno, Conan. I get it, like shot it low, baby. Oh, it's easy like Sunday morning.
I've been way up at the top now. And I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers. Now I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers. Hey, ooh, oh, oh. See, I've been way up at the top now. And I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers. Now I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers. Hey, ooh, oh, oh. See, I've been way up at the top now. And I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers.
I'm on my own planet, money long like the arms on Bo Jackson. I'm in my own zone, nigga going so at it. I'm drinking imported, I'm smoking organic. Young fly boy, high like the sky boy. Tell them that the life I live is also what I'll die for. Stepping in my Louis V, told her give me two of these. She was probably flirting when she said that color suited me. You know that the flow hot, polo with the low top. DZA boy, I bet I make your whole wide. Eyes on Japanese. Yeah, I'm all about the cake like Sara Lee. Apparently, this is for the haters who said I never make it. $1,000 Gucci rags just to rub it in their faces. The dough, yeah, we making it. I put it on their cranium. The rose on my bracelet is looking like a stadium. Yeah.
I've been way up at the top now. And I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers. Now I can't wait to drop down on you fuckers. Hey, ooh, oh, oh. See, I've been way up at the top.